Theories of Humor. People of all ages and from all cultures laugh. Although there are many factors that make something funny, these three theories are often cited. The Superiority Theory. The Superiority Theory holds that we tend to find people's small misfortunes and verbal or behavioral mistakes funny. Two examples of the kind of misfortunes often depicted in funny movies and comedy routines are people falling down or bumping into things. Similarly, hearing someone use the wrong word or mispronounce a word makes us laugh, as do the ridiculous mistakes that result from automatic spell check programs. According to this theory, the reason why we laugh at the misfortunes or mistakes of others is that they make us feel superior and happy that the mistakes and misfortunes are theirs, not ours. The Incongruity Theory. The incongruity theory suggests that humor arises from unexpected, inappropriate, or illogical situations, such as this one. A man goes to a psychiatrist and says, "Doctor, I'm worried about my brother. He thinks he's a chicken." "That is serious," says the doctor. "Why don't you put him in a psychiatric hospital?" So the man says, "I would, but I need the eggs." According to the incongruity theory, a joke becomes funny when we anticipate that one thing will happen or be said, but something else does instead. When the joke goes in the unexpected direction, we experience two sets of incompatible thoughts and emotions, the ones we had as we were listening and the ones revealed at the end. This incongruity makes us laugh. The Relief Theory. According to the Relief Theory, humor is the feeling of relief that comes from a sudden removal of tension. When tension is high, we need a release, and laughter is a way to cleanse our system of the built-up tension. This theory holds that there are certain things we feel tense about, such as bodily functions, physical attractions, and shame about how we look. It is believed that the large number of jokes about those subjects come from our need to laugh about them, and thus relieve or reduce our tension about them. Regardless of the theory, in order to be able to appreciate a situation or joke as funny, some detachment is always necessary. That is, we have to feel uninvolved with the situation. For example, we can often laugh at our own past mistakes because, with the passage of time, we have become detached. Conversely, if the joke or situation is too familiar or realistic, it may hit too close to home and evoke sadness instead of laughter. To understand a joke, to get it, we might also need some knowledge of cultural, economic, political, or social issues, without which some jokes are impossible to understand. Although humor is universal, there is no universal joke.